This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, January 28, written by Dean Deppe. Who is the Son of Man? From Psalm 8. What is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. Our verses for today talk about human beings, but the Hebrew word there in Psalm 8 can also mean Son of Man. So who is this passage talking about? Hebrews 2 verse 8 states, "At present we do not see everything subject to them," applying the passage to all human beings. But other Bible versions have translated this phrase as subject to him. Interestingly, both statements are true, but one translation cannot capture both truths. Human beings can be crowned with glory and honor only through Christ's victory over death, disease, the devil, and dominion over all nations. Jesus often referred to himself as the Son of Man, and he is often described as the human Son of Man, the suffering Son of Man, and the exalted heavenly Son of Man. Jesus fulfills Psalm 8 and becomes our representative. So along with Jesus as the human Son of Man, we can take our place as the crown of creation. We have authority in this world to reshape politics, economics, art, sports, science, medicine, and religion according to God's wisdom and righteousness. In addition, we have the privilege of inviting people into God's kingdom to begin new life in Christ today, anticipating the hope of the world to come. Will you pray with me? We praise you, Jesus, that all things in heaven and earth are under your feet. May we join you by living up to our calling as the crown of creation here on earth today. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.